had a bit of a crazy finish to the game, but we've come out the right side, a 21-run win.
Yeah, if that's what it was, 21 runs. I thought we bowled very well on that pitch. It's a good wicket. Executed our plans well and took wickets at crucial times just when Anwar was getting going. Yeah, we got that wicket and then got Khurram out straight away afterwards, and then it was very difficult for them to push on and get a big score.
And we went with seam this time. Tim Murdoch coming back and doing very well.
Yeah, Tim's been bowling really well for us. You know, he was very unlucky to miss out in the first game. Andy McBrien missed out, but I think it was a good decision. He's bowled brilliantly for us, and he's certainly one for the future. And you know, we play a day game next and he might come in and do a job for us there. So it's, you know, we've got a lot of players competing for spots in the squad, and it was a good call today, I think.
And Paul Sterling injury gave you a chance to come to wicket early, and you played very well with William Porterfield. Good partnership.
Yeah, we felt like the start might be the easiest time to bat, so we thought we got reasonably hard, and I'm used to opening the batting, so it wasn't a big shock to sort of go in when Sterling got injured. We've got the X-rays back, so there's nothing wrong with it's just tissue damage with Sterling, so that's good news for us.
Yeah, and a man of the match from yourself, must be pleasing.
Yeah, again, I thought it was one of the bowlers I should have got it really for the way we sticked them to 120-odd, but it's always nice to get recognition.
And now it's not two jobs, two thirds done, look at the Dutch, and we can still be caught.
Very much so. They're playing really good cricket. I thought they fought really well after losing four wickets today in the first seven or eight overs and got a good competitive score, and they were very... They fought tooth and nail against a very good Zimbabwe side and could have come out on top there. So it's a big game tomorrow, or in 2 days' time, and we'll be ready for it.